Recent reforms to the state's bail process, including an end to most forms of cash bail, were a wedge issue in last week's elections that helped Republicans make inroads in Democratic-dominated New York. WXXI's Karen DeWitt takes a look at how bail reform became a hot-button topic.
The suburbs of Long Island are considered a swing region in statewide elections. In the last decade, voters had been steadily electing more Democratic politicians, including in the New York State Senate, once a Republican stronghold, as well as for local offices. But this year, Republicans pulled off upset wins in the Nassau County Executive and the Nassau and Suffolk County District Attorney's races. Incumbent County Executive Laura Curran, who had been comfortably ahead in the polls, lost. Rising State Senator Todd Kominski also failed in his attempt to win an open seat for Nassau DA. Kominski voted for bail reform in 2019, and he was also a supporter of an amendment to that law approved in 2020 that would scale back the reforms and give judges more discretion in whether to set cash bail for a criminal defendant. GOP candidates ran against the criminal justice reforms, all approved by the Democratic-led legislature and governor in Albany. They argued that they've led to higher crime rates and less public safety. Republican State Party Chair Nick Langworthy says the argument resonated with voters.
The effects of bail and discovery reform in the dismantling of our criminal justice system has affected every New Yorker and made them less safe. That was on the ballot in Long Island in those DA's races. That is why those Democrats were dispatched.
Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi, a moderate Democrat who's considering a run for governor in 2022, has been sounding the alarm to Democrats about laws and policies that might be too far to the left for the general public. And he says bail reform is a good example.
The bail reform issue in New York State was effectively weaponized by the Republicans. And I think that there's a lot of issues that have been weaponized effectively because the American public does not support a lot of talk that's coming out of the far left, as well as the far right.
Governor Kathy Hochul, throughout her career, has been a moderate Democrat. But since taking office in August after the resignation of former Governor Andrew Cuomo, she's backed a number of criminal justice reforms and recently signed parole reforms into law. In a conversation with City and State magazine, sponsored by AARP, Hochul defended the bail reform laws, saying she does not think they are related to the recent crime spike. She attributes that to economic and psychological hardships caused by the pandemic.
Society was seen to be very fragile. And as a result, there has been more crime in the streets. A lot of people just, it's something I think that psychologists and sociologists will be studying for a long time. What happened to people during the pandemic? There has been a spike in crime. But what I'm doing to make sure that we treat people fairly does not have a correlation between the two.
So far, there is no evidence that bail reform and other criminal justice changes have led to the higher crime rate since the pandemic began. Incidences of violent crimes, though more frequent than in 2019, are still much lower than high rates of crime in the 1980s and 1990s. Hochul, who is running for election to her job, faces competition from the left of her party, including from State Attorney General Tish James, a popular progressive Democrat, New York City public advocate Jemani Williams, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who are both considering runs, are also to the left of the mainstream of their party. Whoever wins the Democratic primary will have to compete in a general election. That's where more moderate to conservative-leaning independent voters have increasing sway over the outcome. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.